The Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
I'm so thankful that God has given us character illustrations throughout His Word. If we study the Bible carefully, I believe we can find illumination and inspiration for every circumstance and challenge in our lives. In the next few days, I'd like you to walk with me around the beautiful symbol of feminine greatness God has raised like a monument for us in 2 Kings 4, the woman of Shunem. In opening this study today, let's examine the Shunammite's spiritual perception. We can see something of this in verses 8 through 10. Listen to verse 8. "And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread." In this verse, we see both the initial instance, she constrained him to eat bread, and her continuing ministrations, as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. You know, that's impressive to me. This Shunammite saw the need of God's man, and she worked to meet that need, not just once, but repeatedly. But more, she looked past those surface needs, and she recognized that this was a true man of God. Verse 9, "And she said unto her husband, Behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually." How did she perceive that? Obviously, in the times that he had been stopping to eat at her house, she had observed him very closely. While he talked, while he spent time there in the house at her table, she had weighed his words, his actions, and, surely, his reactions. In seeing those things and observing them, she judged then on a spiritual level. No, she didn't make a snap judgment. She didn't judge with her eyes only, certainly not with her emotions only. But with a godly combination of things, she made her judgment that this was a holy man. She used her God-given mind, and she also calls into play dimensions of her own experience with people. Also, I believe, she exercised silent reliance upon and communication with God. And it was thus that she judged him worthy of her help, because he was a man of God. Finally, the Shunammite perceived not-so-evident needs of God's man. Remember, she was already providing food, but she realized he had no place to stay locally when he came to preach. Again, she responded personally to that need. Verse 10 says that she said to her husband, "Let us make a little chamber." A little chamber for the man of God, where he could stay when he came to that area to preach. Spiritual perception. In sketching for us the picture of the woman he calls great, God at the very first delineates that spiritual perception. I wonder, do you and I have spiritual perception? Spiritual perception about movements, men, and ministry, as did the Shunammite?
You've heard Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of Beauty and the Best. Write to Mrs. Jones at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.